Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the week of October 27th through November 3rd. So what is the big energy in our week ahead? Well, it is this eclipse, as if you didn't know from the title. So, you know, we are in the trigger phase of it now. If you're listening live, in the buildup, in the few days leading up to it, it will trigger up to 4 days on the other side of it. So you want to watch Wednesday the 1st as another date for major events. But the culminating point is this Saturday, the 28th. And this is a full moon lunar eclipse in Taurus at 5 degrees. It peaks at 4:24 p.m. Eastern. And so that's when we are at our epicenter of it. But again, we are in the throes of the potential of that eclipse as I speak now in the days leading up and all the way up through Wednesday on the other side. So it's going to really have a big impact on our week. So, you know, a full moon lunar eclipse is considered three times more powerful. And somebody was asking me the other day, like, you know, what's the real difference between a full moon and an eclipse full moon? Well, a full moon can bring things to a close. It can bring that finalization, that ending, but you still might have some wiggle room around it, where under a full moon lunar eclipse, it is considered much more final. So if this does bring an ending in your life, you could consider it one that is going to probably stay in place. Now, full moons also bring things to their high point, their peak, and that can be through reaching some kind of goal you've been striving towards, having those breakthroughs and achievements, or even making it something celebratory. So it doesn't have to be an ending, but that really is kind of like its job, you know, is to bring some kind of wrap up, some kind of pinnacle of the year when it comes to the Taurus theme. So we really want to be asking ourselves, you know, where we are with our values in life, because Taurus rules our values. And so are you in situations where you are valued? Are you in situations where your values align with others? Have your values, you know, morphed over the last year? Have you grown in the direction of your values? Do you value what it is you're doing? Because all of these questions can help you decide, you know, what's going to be about for you, you know, what is going to come to a head here under this energy. Taurus also rules our money. So there may be something big about to transpire over these next 6-7 days. When it comes to what's going on with the dollar bill or with gold or with, you know, any kind of exchange, or in our personal lives, what it is that we're doing to make money, how we're spending money, how much money we have, what's going on with it, right? And then, you know, by extension, this can also be about our purchases. So maybe there's a big purchase coming through now for some of you guys, or maybe you're addressing your purchasing power. This can also be about our valuables, our possessions, or the products that we're using. So there can be big moments around something going on with one of those topics as well. Taurus is about, you know, the food that comes out of the ground. So we may have something big transpiring there in our life. It has to do with the things that we are building in our life. So you might be reaching a summit with something there. And it also represents the pleasures in life, slowing down, you know, getting more sensual and seeing where that leads you, okay? So, you know, tied to this particular eclipse are Mercury and Mars, also in Scorpio, okay? So they're very tightly tied to this eclipse. So there is something going on either through what's reflecting in your world through the Scorpio channels with this activity there, or through another individual that is tied into this story for you. So it could be a one-on-one here. And with Scorpio, you know, this has to do with the other side of the financial, not your income, but the loans, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the investments, the alimony, the partner's money, the mortgage, or whatever, you know, outside financial resource might be in the picture for you. Or this can be something that's going on in your sex life, your intimacy, reproductive needs, hormonal scenarios, or with a birth or a death or a divorce. For some people, this can be, you know, Scorpio can represent things that are buried or criminal or underground. It could be purging of something and making changes that are tied very strongly into this period for you guys. It can be about jealousy or possessiveness or obsessions. It can be about power, power struggles, or controlling matters in your life. It can be about situations that are very active at this point. So there's a lot that we could draw in from this side of things. I'm sure one or two probably ring a bell. If you don't know, you will know. This definitely amplifies on Saturday the 28th, and it remains in amplification on Sunday the 29th. So our weekend is very fired up with this energy. Now, with Mercury, it means there could be some news about some of this, or an important talk, or something in the neighborhood, or through a short trip to a nearby place involved, or, you know, a decision or something around the sales or the agreements in the mix. And with Mars, it's amplifying, you know, a need to take action or to react to the situation or to motivate or to look at where you are with passions or with anger or fights or violence in the story. So definitely be careful if there's anything like that around. But this is going to kind of play into what is building up under this full moon lunar eclipse with our income, our purchases, our products, our possessions, or what is happening around our values or how we're being valued. Hold on one second. No, honey. Okay. Thank you. Sorry, he's eating a piece of furniture. Louis, come here, baby. Come here, honey. I'm probably have to get up. Oh, there's an eclipse of one of my possessions in the process. And I've illustrated it. Woohoo! All right. So, you know, definitely. So from the time of this show Thursday until November 1st on Wednesday, the bulk of the week is around what is coming to a head with this full moon eclipse and the topics I just covered. Now, the other thing that is going on is that Saturn is going to be stationed throughout this week. So it just means it has come to a stop. And it is getting ready to go direct, which will happen on Saturday, November 4th. So I'll be covering the details of that direct motion, which is going to be a really good thing, I think, for everybody, or most everybody. So we'll cover that in next week's show. But I want you guys to be aware that when we have an energy stopped in the sky like this, it can feel frustrating a little bit, like, oh, my gosh, I'm so ready for this thing to move, for me to be able to take the next step for, you know, whatever. You want to see that motion. You want to see things happening. And it has stopped. So that is not going to happen. So don't frustrate yourself over it. We're going to have plenty of momentum in the following week, okay? So, you know, this is Saturn, so it could involve a goal or an authority type that you're dealing with. It could involve the time that needs to be put in, or the effort, or responsibilities, commitments, endings, ambitions, you know, anything in the serious side of life. And it's directed through the field of Pisces. So it may have some karmic past life ramifications for some of you guys. It may be hidden or working itself out behind closed doors or in private or in secret. It may have something to do with research or investigations. It may have something to do with institutions. It could have something to do with water or chemicals, bad habits or addictions. It could have something to do with artistic pursuits or a romance in your life or something spiritual, or maybe, excuse me, with signs that are coming in. Now, you guys can tell me, you know, it's been my experience with an outer planet like this that holds so much weight, you know, in our lives, when it stations like this, it seems to be more powerful in Pisces. I am expecting to see a lot more signs, have much more vivid, important dreams, picking up messages from different, you know, scenarios, because Pisces is that veil between worlds. So, you know, let me know if you guys are experiencing that or not in the same way, because I find it really interesting how that kind of, you know, stopping of the motion with this energy can really rev it up for us guys down here on the planet. So anyway, so those are the two major things. I mean, I think it's going to really take up most of our focus, so that it's going to be kind of short and sweet as we go through this for all the signs. But I just want to make sure we talked about all the little side effects of it and the parameters of the timing with it. So for Aries, definitely, you know, now as of the live show up through Wednesday, the 1st in this week ahead, with Saturday, the 28th and Sunday, the 29th being the biggest days in the story. There is something very big coming to a head in your world about your values, how you're being valued, what's going on with money or purchases, gifts, products, possessions, the things you're building or the pleasures in your life. You may be having some kind of final ending, or you might be having some very important climactic moment with something there where you're celebrating or achieving something. And in this story is this other person where there's a lot of communication and or action or both going on here about their financial situation or how they're impacting other financial topics for you, or what's going on with the passion and the sex and the intimacy between you, or what's happening with divorce or a birth or death or a third party story in this mix. So again, Saturday and Sunday, this seems to be at the pinnacle, but you can still have it playing out up through Wednesday. And then Aries, you know, with Saturn station, you're going to be in a little bit of a holding pattern here, but plugged in very strongly to the other side, to your spiritual side, your artistic side, your romantic side. It may mean that you're really kind of contemplating what's going to be coming next with institutions or research and development, but not quite yet, you know, launching on any of this until we get Saturn in direct motion next week. So there you have it. Now for Taurus, this full moon lunar eclipse is in your sign. So there is something very much about what's been going on with your body or with your image or brand or name or title or your identity in the world, or your, you know, what you are physically or personally involved in, or your personal needs coming to a head now. You know, we are marking the apex of this last year and how far you've come. So you might be celebrating something there. You might be more in the spotlight at this particular time, or you might be ending something that's been going on with you. Okay. And tied very tightly into this for Taurus is a romantic or a business partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, an opponent, a competitor, an advocate, or some other, you know, important person. And so you're going to see, you know, news or talks or information coming through this person with you, and a lot of revved up passion or anger or fights or motivation and making something happen here as it ties into what this culminating moment is for you. Now, with Jupiter in your sign, this could go really big for you guys. So this could mean that as well as something personal or physical ramping up for you guys between now and Wednesday the 1st, with the weekend being the apex, Jupiter themes may be coming into view here for you about this subject. So you might be involved with something legal or through travel or distance or educational or with media or ceremonies, religion or politics. So again, pulling you into that one-on-one with a lot of communication, decisions, and action, passion, or anger with this other person as come to a head for you. Now, with Saturn stationed We also have this kind of holding pattern throughout this week involving Taurus's friends or a group or something online or something around their aspirations. And so, you know, again, this energy may feel like you can't really make something happen there just yet. That's because it's all going to change next Saturday when it goes direct. We're going to talk more about that in next week's show. But for the purposes of this week, just be patient with the fact that you won't get things moving exactly the way that you want them just yet. But it can give you kind of the slowed down energy so that you can look at what's going on and determine what you would like to see happen once that energy gets moving. Now for Gemini, this full moon lunar eclipse, it culminates on Saturday the 28th and will be at its height on Saturday and Sunday. However, we are in the throes of the trigger field now as I do this show live. So Thursday all the way until next Wednesday, the 1st of November. And so during any of this time, there may be something big happening with a full moon lunar eclipse. This is a major ending or wrap up, or it is something finally coming through and you're achieving and celebrating. And so for your sign, this has to do with something going on artistically, romantically, or spiritually, or something in the karmic realm, or something having to do with signs or secrets or addictions or bad habits, or something having to do with water or chemicals, or something having to do with institutions or research or investigations. So you got a lot to pick from there, Gemini. And so major culminating points over these days ahead. And in this, there is at least one other person that you're dealing with here. You're hearing news or having talks or making decisions, and there's a lot of activity, more passion, more motivation, or more fighting or anger. And for Gemini, this has to do with the details in the story or the work or the hired help or the coworkers or something going on with health or animals or paperwork. So that will heat up and really get this revving up over the weekend for sure. But again, you're in this field all the way until Wednesday the 1st. And with Saturn stationed in the sky overhead throughout this week ahead, it has come to a stop astrologically, and it is now really kind of honing down on something serious for you involving a personal goal or a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, teacher, mentor, some other authority figure, or something having to do with your career, status, fame, or reputation. So it is not the week to try to push something forward, but it is the week where there's going to be a lot of concentrated energy around one of those topics for you guys. And you'll be able to kind of just take your time and look at where you are with it and start moving as we get to November 4th and onward. And I will talk more about that in next week's show. All right, so for Cancer, this full moon lunar eclipse, it is culminating on Saturday the 28th. It will also be very highly charged on Sunday the 29th. But you are in the trigger field as you speak with me now. Well, I guess you're not speaking. You're listening. Maybe you're talking to me and I just can't hear it. And so, you know, from Thursday until next week on Wednesday the 1st, this is active, okay? So for Cancer, this is some kind of big culminating moment involving one of your aspirations or an original project or your freedoms or having to do with a friend, a group, an associate, something online, something with astrology or charities, something with events, parties, gatherings of some sort. So there's this big climactic moment here for you over this weekend and spreading out through till Wednesday. You might be celebrating, achieving, being recognized in some way, or you might be wrapping something up or ending it or a little of all of that. And then tied very closely to this is another person where there's going to be talks or news or meetings with or about them, and there's going to be a lot more motivation and action and passion or anger involved. And this revs up as you're building with your full moon lunar eclipse, and it will play out through a lover or children or creative endeavors or recreational pursuits for you guys. So keep an eye on that. And then Saturn is stationed throughout this week ahead. And so Cancer, you know, this means there's this standstill energy that is really bearing down very strongly on your ninth house. So there might be something that comes up to the surface but is not moving forward just yet, having to do with legal, travel, educational, distant, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political topics. So, you know, don't let it frustrate you. Just realize that it's going to, you know, show you what you're going to be moving on as that gets moving in the following week. And we'll talk more about that in that show. All right. So for Leo, this full moon lunar eclipse is in your midheaven. And so it is going to be focused on a big personal goal of yours, or on your career, or on your status, reputation, or fame, or on an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a producer, a mentor, a teacher, or someone else who's higher up. And so there's this big building and culminating energy where you could be wrapping something up and ending it with this goal or the career or the fame or the authority figure, or you could be having big breakthroughs and celebrations, some recognition coming your way, some attention, some achievements, right? And so very big moment for you guys. And tied to this very tightly is this other person, where there's going to be news or talks or decisions with or about them, a lot more action, reaction, passion, anger, motivation from Mars. And they will be concentrated here on your home or a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, your family, parent, or roommate. So a lot happening there to rev up what is building with this personal goal, career matter, your fame, or this authority figure under the eclipse. Now, also in this week ahead, we have Saturn stationed. So he has stopped and he is getting ready to turn around and start going direct, but not until November 4th. So, you know, in this week ahead, we have that holding pattern, but it's bearing down very strongly on where it is in the sky. And so we're going to have more attention on this. So for Leo, this may be getting you to focus on something financial. It might be getting you to focus on something sexual or intimate or reproductive. It might have to do with a birth, a death, or a divorce, or it might have to do with some third-party situation that you are involved in. So just, you know, you can hone in on it and start to think about it and figure out what you're going to do about it, but don't frustrate yourself and expect things to really start to move forward until we get that energy moving forward. All right, so for Virgo, this full moon lunar eclipse is coming to a climax in your ninth house. And so it will peak on Saturday the 28th and stay very hot and high over Sunday the 29th. You're in the trigger field now as I speak on this show Thursday all the way until next week's Wednesday the 1st. And so things can be happening throughout that time frame that are, you know, reaching that summit, you know. And for you guys, this is ninth house oriented. So it means big things happening with travel or people at a distance or situations at a distance or import, export, or foreign interests or anything involving legal matters, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting, anything with ceremonies, religion, philosophy, politics. So you're reaching that big ending and finalizing things and wrapping things up, or you are celebrating, achieving, having breakthroughs, having some recognition there. So big moments sometime over these days ahead. And then tied very directly to this is another person that's bringing in news and talks and decisions and more action or reaction or passion or anger, and coming through, you know, Virgo, like getting into talks or meetings with these people, or through what's happening with short trips or your vehicles or your move or your local activities, coming through your electronics, coming through what's happening with brothers or sisters or neighbors, or, you know, your sales or your writing. So you'll know it when you see it. And it definitely looks like it's going to go big. Okay. And it's at its height Saturday and Sunday, okay? And then with Saturn station this week ahead, it has come to an astrological stop. For Virgo, it means it's going to really feel weightier and more focused on what is happening or not happening and that you want to make happen with a partner, your clients, your specialists, your agents, your attorneys, your advocates, the competitors, whoever these serious people are in your life. And so don't frustrate, you know, you will have a lot of concentrated energy there throughout this week ahead, but you'll really start to see things move again on the 4th and onward. And we'll talk more about that in next week's show. All right, so for Libra, this full moon lunar eclipse in Taurus is in your 8th house. So you have reached this epic peak when it comes to loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, a partner's money, your mortgage, or any other financial resource you might be dealing with. And or this may be where you are reaching this culminating point with a sexual attraction or with an intimate need or something reproductive or something with a birth or a death or a divorce or something involving power or things changing or third-party stories playing out in your life. So whichever that might be for you, you're now reaching this big peak moment with it from the year, and you're able to mark your endings or to have your celebrations or achievements and see how far you have come with that. Now, and very active over this weekend, tied directly into this eclipse, is this other person. And Libra, you know, this is really bringing news or talks or decisions and a lot more action or reaction or passion or anger playing out around money, personal income, purchases, possessions, products, values, or how you're being valued in the story. And so you can expect that to ramp up as part of this weekend with this. And then Saturn is stationed in this week ahead, so it has come to an astrological stop in the sky, and it is readying to go direct, but not until November 4th, which we will talk about in next week's show. But as for this week, it means that you will kind of be held in place, but have a lot of heavy, intense energy focused on, for Libra, their sixth house. So the serious side of what's going on with your work or your health scenario or with your animals or with paperwork or with coworkers or hired help. So don't get frustrated. Realize, you know, it's going to ask you to really look at it this week. But then again, it will get moving forward again in the following week. All right. So for Scorpio, this full moon lunar eclipse is culminating in your relationship zone. And so as I speak here on Thursday, we are building in the trigger field for this. It stays in the trigger field until Wednesday, the first next week. It peaks over this weekend, Saturday the 28th, and stays in peak form on Sunday the 29th. And so this is about what is coming to that climax with a romantic partner or a business partner or your clients or a specialist or expert or an agent or attorney or competitor or opponent or advocate. It's about relationship peaks, okay? And so Scorpio, you know, you're really looking back over your year and seeing how far you've come, and you're either wrapping up and ending a few things with these people or with the relationship itself, or you are having breakthroughs and celebrations and achievements with some of these people, depending on what's been going on in your life. And so tied very closely to this is a strong focus on you. You have a lot to say or ask about or make a decision about, and there's a lot of Mars ramping up with you, meaning that you are far more passionate or angry or motivated and driven to make things happen. This can go very big with this person under this eclipse, because Jupiter is tied to them in this, and so travel or distance, legal, educational, media, ceremonial, religious, political themes might play into what is going on with them as the situation comes to a peak. Now, Saturn is stationed in this week ahead, so it has stopped astrologically. It is readying itself to go direct again after months of retrograde. We're going to talk a lot more about that in next week's show. But for this week, just realize that you're kind of in this holding pattern and that it will feel more weighty or heavier as you're anticipating things are going to start to move. And the focus for Scorpio will be on a lover or on the kids or on something about a creative endeavor or recreational situation. All right, so for Sagittarius, this full moon lunar eclipse, it is coming to a head over this weekend. Saturday the 28th is the peak. It stays in peak fitness on Sunday the 29th. You are in the trigger field for it as I am doing this show on Thursday, and it stays there all the way until next week on Wednesday the 1st. So you can have things playing out all through this time, but the big peak moment is over the weekend. Now, Sag, for you guys, this means something big that is reaching its climactic peak with your work, your health, or animals, with paperwork, coworkers, or hired help, or with something about organizing, cleaning, simplifying, going holistic, organic, tending to the details in your life. And so big wrap-ups and endings on what you've been working towards or what you're done with, or big breakthroughs, achievements, celebrations as you reach that apex. And tied very tightly to this is another person, Sag, that is playing out with a lot of news or talks or decisions and action and reaction, motivation, passion, anger through Mars, you know, that will be about what's happening at an institution, what's happening with an addiction or a secret, what's happening with research and development, romantic or spiritual, or something karmic that is turning a corner at this climactic eclipse for you guys. Now, Saturn is also stationed in this week ahead, meaning he has stopped on the degree that he will be going direct on November 4th. So in this week ahead, you are in this kind of holding pattern that may feel heavier or weightier, real strong focus here, but not moving yet. And so for Sag, this is about something at home with a move, a renovation, or a real estate deal, or something with family, parents, or roommates. So don't let it frustrate you. You will see movement coming here really soon. All right, so for Capricorn, this full moon lunar eclipse is building to this climax that you will feel as it perfects on Saturday the 28th and stays at a height through Sunday the 29th. You are in the trigger field for it as I speak on tonight's show on Thursday, and that stays active up through next week on Wednesday, November 1st. So anytime during this period, you could have big things happening. This is focused for Capricorn on your children, on your love life or lover, on creative endeavors or recreational pursuits. So big wrap-ups, big breakthroughs, big endings, big achievements, big celebrations could be on tap anytime now through next Wednesday, but especially over this weekend. And tied very closely to this eclipse and what is building for Capricorn, there's this one-on-one that is going to bring news or ideas or talks or decisions and more action or passion or anger or motivation that is focused on an aspiration or an original project in this story, or is playing out with a friend or associate or group or something online or something with astrology or charities, parties, events, or gatherings. So really big, and this can go even bigger because Jupiter is involved with this eclipse. So, you know, taking it up over the top over this weekend. Now, Saturn is also stationed in this week ahead, and Cap, that's your ruler, so you're definitely going to feel it. You know, it has stopped in the astrological sky. It is getting ready to turn around and go direct, but not until November 4th. So now until then, in a holding pattern, it's slowed down. It is weightier. It is heavier. It is putting more focus on these topics. Where it's at for you guys, and then you'll start to see it moving on the 4th forward. So in this week ahead, it's going to really drill in where you are with certain news, talks, or meetings, with your sales, your writing, or agreements, with your siblings, neighbors, moves, vehicles, or electronics, or with what's happening with short trips or local activities. So you can figure out what this is going to be about in this week ahead as it kind of emphasizes something in one of those realms. And then you'll know that that's all going to start moving forward finally after months in retrograde after November 4th. All right, so for Aquarius, this full moon lunar eclipse is building to this big climax over the weekend of Saturday the 28th when it peaks, and then continuing through Sunday the 29th when it's still majorly active and keeps you within the trigger field of it from now when I'm speaking with you on Thursday's show up through next week on Wednesday, November 1st. So you could be having things happen anytime during that, but most likely at its apex over this weekend. So Aquarius, for you, this is about your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, your family, your parent, your roommate, or anything with history or ancestry. And so, and especially for Aquarius, emotions might be more primal and forward or sensual and forward over this weekend for you as well. And so this is building to a big climax, something happening in one of those realms where you're wrapping up and ending something, or you're having these breakthroughs and celebrating and achieving, depending on how the energy climaxes for you. And then tied very directly to this eclipsing energy that is building to this peak, you have this other individual involved, and there's talks or news or meetings or decisions with them. There's more action, passion, anger, motivation with them, and they are coming into the story with a focus on the goals, the career, the status, the fame, or as an authority figure of some sort in this story. And this could go really big over this weekend. Now, Saturn is stationed in this week ahead. This is a co-ruler for Aquarius, so you may feel this personally as well. However, the focus for you guys is on income, purchases, products, possessions, your values, and how you are being valued. So that is at a standstill. It is weighted down with a strong focus on it from Saturn sitting still on this point, getting ready to start moving forward after months of being kind of in a holding pattern or a do-over pattern for you guys. And so you are going to really start to see things move, but not until November 4th onward. We're going to talk more about that direct motion in next week's show. Just be aware, in this week, you probably will be focusing very strongly on something there, and don't get frustrated that it doesn't move just yet. All right, so for Pisces, this full moon lunar eclipse is building to a climax that will hit its peak on Saturday the 28th. It will stay in peak on Sunday the 29th because of energy tied to it. And it is in its trigger field as I speak now live on Thursday, and stays in that trigger field all the way until Wednesday, November 1st next week. And so anytime throughout, you may be having that climactic moment, but most likely over this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 28th and 9th. And for Pisces, this is really big news or a very important talk or meeting or a proposal or offer or something with your sales, writing, or agreements. Or it could be something big that is culminating with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, with a move, with your vehicles, with short trips or local community activities or electronics. So whichever one fits what's going on with you now there, you can see it building and building as you're wrapping things up and marking endings, or you're having your breakthroughs, your achievements, your celebrations there. And tied very closely to this is another person for you, Pisces. There's going to be news or talks or meetings with them, and more action, reaction, passion, anger, fights, or motivation with them. And this plays out around politics or religion, or around travel or foreign interests or situations at a distance, or it plays in through educational or media or ceremonial. Or religious, did I say that one already? I don't know. Topics. So there's something that can go really big here, okay? And as you're building to this climax with your eclipse focus. Now, Saturn is also stationed in this week ahead. It's stationed in your sign Pisces. So you, as the Capricorn and the Aquariuses, may feel it more on a more personal level because it's in your sign. And it is definitely going to feel more powerful, heavy, weighted, and focused strongly on you in this week ahead. But you don't start to move forward into what comes next until it goes direct on November 4th. We're going to talk about the direct motion and the big things coming in the months ahead with next week's show with that. But as for this week, as it is stopped in a degree on your sign, Pisces, you know, it is going to ask you to focus a little bit more seriously on your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, your personal needs, your physical involvement in situations, and so that you can kind of contemplate where you want to go when this energy starts to move forward. So don't let it frustrate you as far as like the not moving forward just yet, but really utilize that energy to the best of your ability to figure out what it is about yourself that you really want to start going for when that goes direct. So that is it, guys. I am sorry about missing last week's show. But that was not possible for me to get to. I will be back next week, same time, God willing. If you guys are trying to book a reading or ask me questions about anything, probably the best place is facebook.com/ZoeMoonAstrology. You can get the daily, which I post every single day at ZoeMoonAstrology.blogspot.com. And so if you want to keep up with that, it's also on all the social media sites pretty much, I think. So that's it, guys. I will talk to you guys next time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.